98.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Welcome to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, where the Word of God will continuously go forth and the Spirit of God will freely move as the love of God is unconditionally shown. And now, Pastor Robert C. Lee.
What is this?
Welcome to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, where the Word of God will continuously go forth and the Spirit of God will freely move as the love of God is unconditionally shown. And now, Pastor Robert C. Lee.
Amen. Giving all praises to the Holy Father. I trust and pray that you all have had a blessed week and that God has kept you and sustained you as you went about your daily affairs throughout the course of this week. My prayers that God will continuously bless you, and not only bless you, but bless your homes, your families, and your loved ones. For remember, in the book of Matthew, it says, when if we seek God first in his righteousness, all things will be added unto you. So I just come to encourage you today to continue to seek God, amen, and to seek his truth. And don't worry about nothing, because God is going to take care of everything for you. Amen. Yes, this is yours truly, Pastor Robert C. Lee of the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, located at 1623 McHenry, that's McHenry Avenue in Alexandria, Louisiana, coming to you live at KAYT 88.1 FM radio here in the Alexandria studios. Amen. I want to invite you to come out and fellowship with us every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. And we have Wednesday night Bible study at 6 p.m. Praise the Lord. Now, on tomorrow at 11:30, that is at 11:30, we will be traveling to Jonesville, amen, Louisiana, at Moss Grove Baptist Church. They will be celebrating 171 years of existence. And New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church will be the guest church. Praise God Almighty. Amen. Looking forward to seeing each and every one of you there, because 170 years is a milestone. Amen. 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 Now, on today, my brothers and sisters, I would just like to ask you a question. And the question that I would like to ask you this morning is, where is your guarding? Let me say that again. Where is your garden? Amen. Now. Let me read something to you. In the book of John, chapter 18, verses 1 and 2, it said, when Jesus had spoken these words, he went forth with his disciples over the brook of Cedron, where was a garden, into which he entered and his disciples. And Judas also, which betrayed him, knew the place. For Jesus oftentimes resorted thither with his disciples. Amen. Now, my brothers and sisters, the brook of Cedron is a raven on the east side of Jerusalem toward the Mount of Olives. The garden was Gethsemane. Though John does not give its name, nor does he give an account of Jesus' prayer there or of the disciples' sleepiness, but this is the place where Jesus went and prayed. Remember the prayer, he said, Father, must I drink of this cup, but nevertheless, not my will be done, but thy will be done. Amen. And during this time, it was nighttime. And that's when Judas came with the band of soldiers And they came with a light looking for the light. But the question that I ask you is, where is your garden? You see, for Jesus, his garden was on Gethsemane, where he went and he prayed and he seeked solitude where he could feel as peace. You see, my brothers and sisters, as we grow up, many of us turn to certain things as a form of escape. Amen. Some of us use our work as escape. Some of us use our exercise as escape. Some of us use sex as a form of escape. Some of us use drugs and alcohol. All these can be used in many different ways. Some can be used in a positive way, and some can be used in a negative way. But there's one place where I go, me, myself, talking about me, myself, and I, one place where I go when I'm feeling despondent, and that place is my diary. Writing in my journal is a place where I always feel safe. I can reflect on my day and almost always feel a sense of peace and accomplishment when I write in it. Although it may not traditionally be considered as prayer, but writing in my journal is a meditative, is a way that I can meditate on my day and contemplate my day and think about what has transpired throughout the course of my day. Because remember, we always want to do the best that we can to live a lifestyle that is pleasing in the eyesight of God. And in order for that to happen, I have to pattern my life after that man named Jesus. Amen. I know I can't be him, but then I have to think about the things that I did and throughout the course of the day. Did I do this appropriately? Did I handle this in the best way that I can? So when the next time that situation present itself to me, I will be able to look at it in a different light. You see, my brothers and sisters, if I don't focus on anything, how can I change anything about me? And that's what it's all about, my brothers and sisters. What can I do to change me in order for me to live a lifestyle that is pleasing in the eyesight of God? You see, my brothers and sisters, when I focus on my journal, it becomes a calming action that helps me focus on the things that are most important to me. My journal, in a way, is my garden of peace. In these verses, Jesus goes to pray with the disciples of the brook of Cedron in a garden. His soon-to-be betrayer, Judas, knew where to find Jesus. Amen. Even as Jesus knew of his impending end, he still remained calm. Even though Jesus knew that men were coming to take him captive, he still remained calm. You see, my brothers and sisters, think about this. When you know something has happened, do you still remain calm? When you know something is going down and it's not going down the way that it's supposed to be going down, do you still remain calm? And even in the world of today, we face with a lot of injustice. Do you still remain calm? When troubles arise around you, do you still remain calm? That's why we need our garden of peace. That's why we need our garden of tranquility. Because there, when I go there, I can have a little talk with the man who can make everything all right. You see, my brothers and sisters, in trials and tribulation, how are you handling it? Are you getting disruptive? Or Are you becoming confused? Are you becoming burnt out? How are you handling it? What better place for Jesus to spend his final hours than in a place of peace? So I'm not going to say this is your final hour, but what better place for you to spend your time, quality time, than in your place of peace? Amen. You see, Jesus spent his remaining hours doing what he enjoyed the most with the people that he enjoyed the most with. You see, what I'm saying is Jesus spent his final day, his final hours talking to his Father. You see, because he enjoyed talking to his Father. And then he spent it with the people who he enjoyed spending talking to his Father with the most. That's why the Bible encourages us to forsake not the assembly with others, because we should come together all on the same accord and agree that there is a God. And we should just come to realize that just having a little talk with Jesus will make everything all right. It might get, this world might get rough sometime. This world might throw some curves at me sometime. But when I go to my secret place, when I go to my garden of peace, when I experience the tranquility that is there just by me talking to Jesus and telling him all about my troubles, everything has a tendency to be all right. For I read somewhere where it said the name of the Lord is a strong tower. And I come to realize that God is my tower of refuge. When I'm feeling weak, he's my tower of strength. When I'm feeling hungry, he's my tower of bread. When I'm feeling thirsty, he's my tower of water. I'm talking about the living water. God is my everything. God is my all in all. The people of old used to say he's a rock in a weary land. He's a wheel in the middle of a wheel. So that's why I go to him. When I'm feeling distressed, I go to the Lord. When I'm feeling down and out, I go to the Lord. And I go to him in my secret place, in my garden of peace, just to say, thank you, Lord, for being who you are. Thank you, Lord, for loving me in spite of myself. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me even when I wasn't deserving. Jesus went away and prayed. In his final hour, Christ goes to pray with the disciples in the garden. So again, I ask you, my brothers and sisters, what is your peaceful place? Where is your peaceful place? Amen. Amen. And amen. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you right now. We give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. Oh, Father God, we come to you in the mighty name of Jesus, just asking that you continue to have mercy upon us. Oh, Father God, as the people travel along the dangerous highways, I pray that you give them traveling grace. Oh, Father God, I pray for every home that within the sound of my voice, asking that you bless them, O Heavenly Father, and continue to make their home a peace and a home of prayer. I pray for their family members. I lift them up unto you, O Heavenly Father, and place them in your care. O Father God, I pray for every bed of affliction. O Father God, I pray for the people that's behind the prison walls. O Father God, I pray for the children of today. Oh, Father God, I pray for the people that are hanging out on the street corners. I pray for that drug addict. I pray for the alcoholic. Just asking you, oh, Lord, to continue to have mercy upon them. Oh, Father God, I come praying for the policemen. I come praying for the firemen. I come praying for every office of official. Just asking you, oh, Lord, to have mercy upon them. Oh, Lord, I come to you today in the mighty name of Jesus. For in your word it said that if your people, which are called by your name, would just humble themselves when they pray, and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, then you will hear from heaven and come forth and heal the land. I pray for healing in the land today. In the mighty and gracious name of Jesus, I ask all these blessings and more. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in today to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, where everybody is somebody. To correspond with this ministry, make checks or money orders payable to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church or NPMBC, 1623 McHenry Avenue, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. You may reach the church at 318-416-2130. Be sure to tune in next week for the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church with Pastor Robert C. Lee.
This is KAYTKQJOFM on your dial. You've got Bishop Kenny Townsend with you on this super soul-saving Saturday in the wonderful world of gospel. And I tell you what, God is good, he's great, and he's greatly to be praised. And right now what I'd like to do is just take this time out to share with our KAYT listeners. Have a young lady on the line all the way from California, and it is in the person of Dr. Linda Robertson. And I had the distinct pleasure of meeting Dr. Robertson via the phone through one of our own right here from Alexandria. Many of you probably know him, and you're probably kin to him. And his name is Reverend Kenneth Smith. That's right. Reverend Kenneth Smith and myself have been dialoguing via Facebook for quite some time. He even has called in on our radio broadcast. And by way of godly intervention, he introduced me to Dr. Linda Robertson. And upon our conversation, we had some very meaningful dialogue. And one of the things that interests me most is that we were speaking about in the line of trying to get God's people healthy. And I found out that Dr. Linda told me something that could very well help a lot of God's people. And I'm going to let her explain it to you. Dr. Linda, are you there?
I'm here. God bless you.
Okay, let's try that one more time. Try that again for me.
I'm here online. God bless you.
Amen. All right. Well, again, to our listeners out there, this is Dr. Linda Robertson from all the way from California. And Dr. Robertson, can you just tell us briefly who you are and about how you came to know about this very, very potent stuff called CMOS.
Yes, sir, I'll be glad to. I am Linda Robinson from San Pablo, California. And it took my son to introduce me to this wonderful, wonderful God-sent herb called CMOS. Mm. Because I had been ill and taking pain pills and on all types of medication, and nothing was seeming to work. And one day he called me, he said, Mother, I've been doing some research and I found something that can help you. And he told me about CMOS, and he went all the way to Atlanta, Georgia, and ordered some CMOS and brought it back to Washington State where he resides. And he made it into a gel for me. Hmm. And he sent it to me via a mail, and I began to take that CMOS. And I tell you, that's the best thing that could have ever, ever happened to me.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
So just for the sake of our listeners, can you just help them to understand where does CMOS come from? Because, you know, you hear the terminology about it, but is it something that's grown here? Is it a plant, or is it something you can grow on your own? Where do you get CMOS from? Where does it come from?
Yes, sir. CMOS is grown over in the Caribbeans and over in Jamaica. Mm-hmm. You harvest it from the ocean, and once you harvest it from the ocean, it can be transformed into a powder or a gel.
Okay.
And that way you can take it either in your food, your drink, your soup, your stews, or whatever you cook. Mm-hmm. And it's really, really good for the body. And it's rich in nutrients, and it's beneficial in your health, and it's really good for your body in all type of ways. It helps with weight loss. It helps with building lean muscles and your energy, metabolism. It's a supercharge to your immune system. And you only need one serving of sea moss that provides vitamin and nutrients to your body that you need every day. So that's how my son came into the knowledge of sea moss. And I am so excited because people never really hear about such amazing product, you know, and it's right under our nose. And I was telling him, I said, we go out to the ocean and we see the beautiful waves or whatever, but we don't know the value that God has in store for us in that ocean. Mm-hmm. And once it's cultivated, I'm telling you, it is amazing.
So you say it comes from the ocean and it's very beneficial toward the overall health of the individuals that take it. And so can you just briefly, because I mean the time is running just like wildfire here. Can you briefly tell us the benefits of it? What did it actually do for you, and how long did you take it and before it actually started seeing the benefits from it?
Well, I started taking it one teaspoon in the morning, one teaspoon in the evening, and about a month, I began to see a change in my body.
Okay.
I'm going to give you 10 reasons that why you should add sea moss to your diet. It's a natural decongestant. Mm-hmm. It provides remarkable nutrition. It helps control your appetite. It supports immune system. And it fights infections. It boosts metabolism. It enhances thyroid function. It eases joint pain, supports heart health. It promotes mental and emotional health. And it soothes the digestive tract. Now, you can't get nothing more beneficial than that.
That sounds great. That sounds great. And so now let me ask you this, because the million-dollar question for most of our listeners is that, well, I'm on medication, I'm on insulin, I'm on high blood pressure medicine, I'm on this, I'm on that. How is that going to work in conjunction with the sea moss? Will it take away from it? Will it harm it? Should you check with your doctor first? I mean, these are the million-dollar questions that most of your people listening would want to know.
Well, first of all, I would let everybody know, check with your doctor. That's okay. The first thing.
Okay.
Because we're not medical professionals.
All right.
And stick with your doctor and stick with your medication. Do what he says to do. But I'm telling you, sea moss will not harm you at all. There's nothing, no type of pharmaceutical contents in bladderwort. Mm-hmm. Or burdock root. That's what we use.
Mm-hmm.
We use those two together because it gives you 102 minerals. And it's excellent source of protein for you. It has nothing to do with medicine at all. But as you take it and stick with it, you will find yourself coming off a lot of medications.
Hmm.
How do I know? I was taking 112 pain pills a month.
Slow down. 112 pills a month?
Wow. A month.
Oh, my God.
Yes, sir. I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia along with osteoporosis. Hmm. I was diagnosed with polymyositis, and I could not function at all. And I was taking Ativan, Vicodin, morphine.
My God.
You name it, I was taking it, popping it, because I could not walk. I could not do anything for myself. I was totally almost bedridden.
My Lord.
And one day I woke up and the Lord brought this to my mind. If you keep your mind on me, I will help you to take away all these pain pills. And I didn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
But when my son introduced sea moss to me, it began to go away. And I'm telling you, I am so pain-free from fibromyalgia. I'm pain-free from my thyroid condition. I do not have polymyositis anymore. I can walk the whole nine yards.
That is wonderful.
Yes,
that
sir.
Is a blessing. Well, I tell you what, when I heard about it, I said that, you know, we wanted to just get you to let our listeners in our communities know, because, you know, one thing about it, people think that after you get a certain age, that means that that's a death sentence, that you just got to stay laid up. There's nothing you can do. But certainly you're bringing inspiration and hope to let people know that even though I've been on tons of medicine, God is able to get me off of this, and he's able to do it in a natural way. So that in itself is just enlightening, and it's encouraging to know. So again, tell us who you are, where you're from, and if anybody wanted to just contact you concerning this, is there a number that you can be reached at?
Yes, sir. I am Dr. Linda Robinson, San Pablo, California. You can find my product on Facebook under Linda Walker CMOS. Okay. And there you will have all your information that you need. And if you need any more information, you can also email me at RaptureReadyMen2016@gmail.com. That's RaptureReadyMen2016@gmail.com. On Facebook under Linda Walker CMOS.
Amen. Well, I tell you what, we're certainly appreciative for you taking time out from your busy schedule to just let us know about everything that's going on. And we just thank and praise God for you again and taking time out from your busy schedule. It was truly an honor to get you, because I said before I wanted to get with you to let our listeners know about this. And I understand, too, that you are in the process of writing a book briefly, or is it getting ready to be published or something like that?
Yes, I am. I have two books getting ready to be in publication. Well, one is in publication. The other one is on the way. One is Hell is as Real as the Sun is in the Sky. Mm-hmm. And it just briefly talks about how God took me into the depths of hell in a vision one night and showed me the space in hell where church people was going that threw in the towel.
Wow.
The second book is And I Waited, how I was homeless for 5 years. And God brought me through, and I went back to school in my late 50s and was able to earn 5 doctorate degrees.
5 doctorate degrees?
Yes, sir.
That is awesome. That is just awesome. And you said you were homeless
for
how long?
Thank you. Nobody but God.
Wow. That's amazing. Well, Dr. Robinson, listen, once again, I want to thank you. And I also, even though he's probably not listening, but Reverend Kenneth Smith, one of Alexandria's native sons right here. And he and I corresponded, and I thank him for the opportunity, because he was the one that made it possible for me to get to know you and for that connection. And I'm one that believes that everything is divinely done. There's nothing coincidental. There's nothing that just happens by chance. But if we are sensitive to the move of God, we will greatly benefit from it. And just being able to meet you is a benefit in itself. I did get a chance to talk to your son, and that was just, again, encouraging. And so I'm excited about what God is getting ready to do, even here in the Alexandria area. I won't let the cat out the bag just yet, but I'm excited. And again, I want to tell you thank you. Any closing words? We got about 30 seconds.
Thank you so much for this opportunity, and I don't take it for granted, just the mercies of God. And Dr. Kenny Smith is online. And I appreciate him for introducing me to you. And my prayer is blessings upon blessings to you and your family and the listening audience.
Thank you, Doctor. We will certainly be in touch, because I said before, I know God is doing things in this end time, and he's preparing God's people for kingdom building principles. But you know what? One thing about it is, it's hard to function in the kingdom if you can't get around. And so God is trying to get us to the place where we can be just like Isaiah said, that they shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary.
Yes.
They shall walk and not faint. Okay?
And so, I waited.
Amen. Amen. All right, KAYT listeners, we're going to get back to great gospel music. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend on a super soul-saving Saturday morning in the wonderful world of gospel. You can scan the band if you want to, but you won't find a more loving, more caring, more delectable station than your real love station, KAYT KQJO FM. Don't even think about touching that dial.
Why they're trying to make a big deal of it. It's just a harmless rite of passage.
If she didn't want to be picked on, she shouldn't wear that thing on her head. If he's going to dress that way, he's just asking for the extra attention.
It's just a stage. All kids face some bullying. They'll get over it.
That girl, she just brings it on herself.